Rebels, the army, militias, and supporters of Ivory Coast President Laurent Gbagbo are all hopeful a new peace deal struck in South Africa will finally end 2.5 years of on-again, off-again war. The signing of a peace agreement in Pretoria was greeted with cautious optimism throughout divided Ivory Coast. Army spokesman Jules Yao-Yao says it is about time that peace starts taking root. At a press conference to dismiss renewed coup rumors, he said due to economic problems, if the war continues any longer, society will, in his words, implode or explode. The accord calls on northern-based rebels known as the False Nouvelle, as well as pro-Gbagbo militias, to start disarming this month. The leader of the main militia group called GPP, Jeff Akba, says he will embrace disarmament.
I think that GPP is just a spirit for resistance, for defense. We don't need to have GPP or False Nouvelle, things like that. No, we just have one army for Ivory Coast, one people for Ivory Coast, and we go all together.
Militias and a youth group called the Young Patriots reacted to the first peace deal signed in France in early 2003 by starting a series of looting rampages, which culminated in a violent week in November 2004, forcing thousands of foreigners to flee. The leader of the Young Patriots, Charles Blegoudet, told VOA he will wait for Mr. Gbagbo's return to Ivory Coast before deciding what to do. But militia leader Akba says he believes the way this accord was reached in Pretoria in just 4 days was much better than the public process that led to the first deal, known as Makusi.
That discussion has been very, very, very close, you know, to journalists and things like that, and nobody could say something about it. So it's very, very great decision, and I think it's better than Makusi, because Makusi, they didn't take anything very seriously, and they've been... And Makusi didn't take our problems out, you know.
The deal calls for a reformed electoral commission to prepare October elections and a revision of already changed nationality laws to give more northern Ivorians, now treated as foreigners, the right to vote. South African mediator Thabo Mbeki will meet with United Nations and other African leaders to decide on the controversial question of eligibility requirements for the presidency. Popular northern opposition leader Alassane Ouattara, who signed the accord, said whether he would run was now in Mr. Mbeki's hands. He has been barred from previous elections. Mr. Gbagbo said it was crucial that elections be held. A member of his party and the current reconciliation minister, Dano Jeje, told VOA it is crucial no one reads this new accord as a victory for one side or the other. He says today is a victory for all of Ivory Coast. A rebel leader at their headquarters in Bouaké, Egede Ouattara, says rebels will disarm if that is what rebel leader Guillaume Soro signed. He says Mr. Soro is not like Mr. Gbagbo, who signs a peace deal and then breaks his promise. Rebels had accused him of stalling repeated peace deals and preparing for all-out war. Mr. Gbagbo says rebels need to disarm immediately and that he has done all he can to push the peace process forward. Members of the opposition say the actual start of disarmament and having a decision on who can be a candidate in the October election could save Ivory Coast, the world's leading cocoa producer, from descending into ethnic warfare. Nico Colombant, VOA News, Abidjan.